I was thinking about that when I was watching the adjuvant trastuzumab presentations, and one of the things I was thinking about is, I guess at this point, the major adjuvant chemotherapy trials are now going to be for all HER2-negative patients. For example, the SWOG or intergroup study, the NSABP B38 study, I assume HER2-positive patients aren't going to be in there.
It's a problem. You have two very unsatisfactory choices. One is to just accept that there will be only HER2-negative patients going on to these trials, which means that the study is now terribly underpowered because we've lost a lot of events that used to arise in HER2-positive breast cancers. And secondly, the study is sort of misguided because the HER2-negative tumors probably get less benefit from chemotherapy than the HER2-positive ones do, or at least the ER-positive HER2-negative ones get less benefit from chemo. And all the principles that we think we've learned from treating unselected groups of cancer patients with various chemotherapy regimens need to be re-examined in the HER2-negative group, and I'll come back to that because I think it's a very important point. Or you can say, well, we're going to give this chemotherapy regimen, and by the way, if the tumor is HER2-positive, we'll just throw in trastuzumab. And that is equally unsatisfactory from a clinical design point of view because it really means that you're going to have to tease out after the fact where the gains are made, if any, and it lends itself to all the usual critiques about retrospective unplanned subsets, and it really confounds the study design. So it's a problem.
So, I mean, for practical purposes, for example, those two studies, the major intergroup trial, you know, looking at dose-dense chemotherapy versus the other type of, you know, metronomic, et cetera, or the NSABP B38 study looking at TAC versus dose-dense, ACT versus dose-dense, ACT, gemcitabine. I mean, for practical purposes, are HER2-positive patients going to go on those trials?
No. I don't think they should unless they incorporate trastuzumab. And once they do, then you end up inviting all these problems with who does it really help and is it really worth studying the question in those patients.